Hi everyone, welcome to Sheer Enjoyment and Jordana Barachov. We are starting a new series today called Finding Our Way Back. I'm referring to Finding Our Way Back to Hashem now that it's being very close to the time of Elul. If you like what you hear today, feel free to find me on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana, or you can reach me at my website, jordanatorah.com, or just through email, jbarachlov@gmail.com. However you feel comfortable, you could reach out to me. And I hope you enjoy the learning. And again, anytime anybody wants to sponsor a class, contact Sheer Enjoyment. Also, if you want to get onto my mailing list, contact Sheer Enjoyment, and we'll put you on. You get a weekly newsletter from me with some good Torah and good thoughts. So in order to find our way back, we need to realize that we're actually lost, right? It's kind of hard to work on something if you don't know you need to work on it. It's really important to recognize the problem. You can't solve something if you don't know what you need to solve. If you don't see a problem, how are you going to solve it? But, you know, I used to be great at math. I haven't done math in such a long time. But if you remember a math class, there used to be these word problems. And they would say, can you solve the problem? Sometimes they didn't want you to solve the problem. All they wanted to know is, do you have enough information to solve the problem? And sometimes they want you to figure out that you weren't given enough information. So same thing here within our own lives. Do you know enough? Do we know enough that there is a problem or there isn't a problem and how to solve it and what we're going to solve? Also, you need to know, what caused you to, so to speak, get lost? Or get distance from Hashem in the first place. That's also important. And we also have to make sure it doesn't happen again. Now, of course, we're not going to answer all of these questions in our little 10, 15-minute talk. That's why we have a whole series, week by week by week, to really help ourselves. But I want to talk a little bit about the Yetzirah. What can the Yetzirah be compared to? The Kli Yakar explains that the Yetzirah can be compared to a Zvuv, a fly. Now, why is it compared to a fly? Because no matter how many times you shoo it away, if you had a fly buzzing around you, you know what I'm talking about. You swat your hand away, and soon enough, it comes right back. Same thing with the Yetzirah. We swat it away. We think we've achieved it. We think we've overcome it. And guess what? It comes right back. Now, don't feel bad, because everybody's in the same boat. And when you feel bad, that you are constantly doing something wrong, it becomes debilitating. And that's really what the Yetzirah wants you to get at. He wants you to feel debilitated so that you won't improve. He wants you to focus on the negative aspects of your life. Oh, you're no good, you're no good. It's like when you look at a ladder and you want to climb up this ladder, if you would just try to jump to the highest rung, what's going to happen? You're definitely going to fall. No one could just get to the highest rung. So that's what the Yetzirah is trying to get you to do. He wants you to try to get to the highest rung so that way when you fall, he's like, haha, I told you, you can't do it anyway. So really what we're meant to do is we're meant to take one rung at a time and not to do it fast. You want it to be sustainable. You want it to keep going. So you do one rung, you work on something, and maybe 6 months later you try to work on something else. And that's how you slowly rise up in your growth. There's a beauty alone just in the words that revolve around all of this. The word chet, avera, and teshuvah. It's very important to understand what those words really mean. We're so accustomed to the Western society and the Christian way of thinking of sin. Like, what does a sin mean? Like, it sounds so horrific. But really, chet and avera don't mean that. In the Hebrew language, chet actually means miss. I've missed the goal. When we speak about the word avera, la'avor, to pass over, these don't mean sin. So what does it really mean when I do a chet or an avera? So the true message, the meaning I'm going to give you right now, that alone chips away at our misconception and helps us get back to Hashem. What do I mean by that? Chet and avera, miss and pass over, is telling me I had an opportunity in front of me. I had a chance. I had a chance to do a commandment. I had a chance to do a mitzvah, and I didn't take that chance. I didn't take that opportunity. Or I had an opportunity to control myself, and you know what? And I didn't take that opportunity to control myself this time. But when I put in that word this time, when I know it's miss, and I pass over it, what I'm hoping and will come to fruition is that another opportunity will come my way, another chance. And that when that opportunity comes my way again, I won't miss it. I won't pass it up. I will hopefully do it the next time around. That's the beauty of teshuvah, repentance. If you look at the word teshuvah, and the word itself means shuv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling us, come back, return. Come back to those situations. Look at those problem areas that we have, the way we just started off before. Realize you missed it. You missed an opportunity. Come back. Have that opportunity hopefully arise again, and don't miss it. Fix it. Fix what you messed up on. Don't pass over that opportunity again. Don't let it come by and you're not doing what you need to do. Everything is about returning to Hashem. You have the capability. I have the capability. But it's nothing so horrific and so debilitating as sometimes we think. Don't let the Yetzirah get into your mind. Don't let him get into my mind and think that you're not able to accomplish these things, because that's what it wants to do. It wants you to think that you're not able to do it. And then when you feel so negative about something, you won't even try. So remember, get to the root of what might have caused you to become distant and realize it's not so bad. Think of it with that ladder in front of you. Think of it that you're going to take one rung, one step at a time. You're not going to get to the top of the ladder. Don't even aim for the top of the ladder yet. Aim for the first rung. And the other comforting fact is, remember, it's a fly. It's a fly that everybody gets, no matter who you are. My son once said to me, if you're not fighting your Yetzer Hara, you're not here anymore. Then your job is done. If there's no you to fix and work on yourself, then you're not alive. So anybody that you see, anyone that you might even think is a gadol, if they're alive, it means they're working on their Yetzirah. They're trying to fight it. They're trying to work on themselves. They're trying to fix themselves. So you're in great company. So constantly try to keep that in mind and realize that this is the time, this is the era, this is Elul. Rosh Chodesh is coming up very soon, 2 more weeks. A week and a half to be exact, and this is the time that we are going to work on ourselves, and we're going to find our ways back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to making a stronger connection that we could have a more fulfilling life. So if you enjoyed this class, again, I am Jordana Barachov from Drink It In, a weekly video that I put out on Instagram. I also have a podcast, Drink It In Style, the podcast. Again, if you want to get onto the newsletter, get in touch with sheerenjoyment.com, or you could contact me through Gmail, jbarachov@gmail, or at jordanatorah.com. I'd love to hear your feedback. I'd love to hear what you have to say. And I'm wishing you all a great, great rest of your day and a great Shabbat.